You are listening to the gospel message in both Chinese and English. The co-workers of Living in Jesus Ministries edited the sermons of the Chinese preachers, and you can understand how the Oriental believers explained the Bible. May God bless your new life in the Lord.
We praise the Lord at the beginning of the year. We can come and worship Him together. And as I prayed earlier, the Lord is not only our cornerstone.
希望上面的每一块石头就是你和我都是 living stone, 都是活石。
I pray that every stone that is built upon the stone, we are living stones.
我们这个人只要不放在 cornerstone, 我们就是死的。
If we are not set upon this cornerstone, then we are dead.
什么时候我们连于他，我们就活了。
Whenever we are united or connected with him, we are alive.
什么时候枝子离开葡萄树，就是枯干。
And whenever the branches are separated from the vine, it will wither.
什么时候枝子连于葡萄树，所有的丰富都在它里面。
Whenever the vine is connected to the vine, all the fullness of the vine is in it.
我们非常感谢主，新的一年，我们整个教会的主题
We want to praise the Lord for the theme of this year for our church.
我们讲同一心灵高举基督，同一脚中扩展神国。
With the same spirit, we want to exalt Christ, and with the same course, we want to expand God's kingdom.
因为我们一个月大概有一次这样子的 combined meeting.
Once a month, we have this opportunity of where we are combined, we're together.
以前我们就是一口气的一个题目一个题目讲下去。
And in time past, we just blow right through it, one topic after another.
所以英文组的弟兄姊妹来的时候，有的时候接不起上面的。
So brothers and sisters who are in the English-speaking congregation, when they come and join us, it's hard for them to be the continuation and follow.
所以我今年讲台，我们整个讲台的方式稍微有一点点的改变。
So the pulpit ministry for this year will have a slight change.
我们大概这十二次的combined meeting, 我们都集中一个主题讲唯独基督。
Of these 12 combined services, we're going to focus on the theme of Christ alone.
从四福音，尤其从马太福音，我们讲唯独基督。
From the four gospel, particularly the gospel of Matthew, we're going to come and look at Christ alone.
那么其他的中文组的主日讲台，我会从教会历史跟使徒行传来讲扩展神国。
And of the other services where we are separate, we're going to come and look at it through the book of Acts to look at the kingdom of God and how the kingdom of God is expanded.
那英文组也是这样啊。
The English ministry will try to do the same.
那我希望我们整个教会一年下来不是说说谈谈而已。
And I pray that this entire year for us as a church, that we're not just talking about these things.
今天早晨例外哈，因为新年。
This morning it's a little different because it's the brand new year.
我没有从马太福音，我今天从罗马书。
I did not start from Matthew. I want to start from the book of Romans.
因为我知道大家新年一开始都有很多的心愿。
And I know at the beginning of the year, many of us, we have a lot of wishes and hopes.
昨天晚上我听到一些姊妹们在我旁边讲说下雨了，但是希望从今年开始都要准时。
And I begin to hear sisters around me that says, oh, it's raining outside.But we pray that this year that we'll all be on time as we come to worship.
今天早上下雨天，大家准时的情形比平常好。
And I will see the outside that is raining, and we're a lot better this morning at being on time.
我们一面感谢神，一面要提醒弟兄姊妹，这是第一个礼拜而已。
On the one hand, we want to praise the Lord and thank God, but remind everyone this is but the first week of the year.
神宝贵我们的不光是有心愿，是有持续的心愿。
God treasures the fact that not only do we have desires, but the continuation of that desire.
神宝贵我们不仅有心愿，而且有实际。
God delights in the fact that we have a desire, but He delights more that we actualize those desires.
所以我今天讲的这个题目是从惊人恩典到得胜有余。
And so the theme or the topic for today is going from amazing grace to more than conquerors.
这是我们非常熟悉的一段圣经。
This portion of scriptures is something that we're all very familiar with.
但是我们希望在新年开始的时候借着这样子重要的一段经文再来提升我们这个人。
We pray that at the beginning of the year, that through this wonderful scripture, that we may be elevated before God.
我把它分成三段。
I broke it into three particular sections.
所以我们不一口气读完了，我们讲哪一段就读哪一段。
We're not going to read through them all at once. We're going to go through it one verse at a time.
第一段我们讲到唯独基督是神整个旨意的中心。
And at the very beginning, we want to talk about the fact that Christ alone is the center of God's will.
我们一起来读罗马书八章二十八节到三十节。
Let's come and read it together. Romans chapter 8, verse 28 through 30.
我们读一遍中文，读一遍英文。
We'll read it once in Chinese and we'll read it once in English.
我们晓得万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处，就是按他旨意被召的人。 因为他预先所知道的人就预先定下效法他儿子的模样，使他儿子在许多弟兄中做长子。预先所定下的人又招他们来，又称他们为义，所称为义的人又叫他们得荣耀。好，英文。
And we'll read it in English. And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are the called according to his purpose. For whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom he predestined, these he also called.Whom he called, these he also justified. Whom he justified, these he also glorified.
好，在这一段的圣经里面，他不仅仅告诉我们神永远的旨意是什么。
Not only does this portion of scripture tell us what is the eternal will of God.
好，在这一段的圣经里面也告诉我们神工作的法则原则是什么。
But these verses also tells us the principle by which God works.
这一段的圣经也更是在这里提醒告诉我们，我们这一生为什么有各式各样不同遭遇的原因。
And these verses also tells us the reason why we experience many, many different circumstances throughout this life.
我们为什么有这些环境的原因和目的到底是什么。
What is the reason and the purpose of the circumstances that we encounter?
所以跟我们每一个人都有关系。
So it has to do with every single one of us.
在这里我们先提到几个关键的词。
And we want to point out a few phrases that are very important.
预知、预定、招来、称义跟得荣。
Predestined, conformed, called, and glorified.
他在这里讲到神预先知道我们，他 foreknew 我们。
That he foreknew or he foreknew us.
而且他就预定了我们。
And that he predestined.
然后他把我们招来。
And that he has called us.
然后在他儿子的救赎里面，他称我们为义 ，justify 我们。
In the salvation of Christ, he justified us.
而至终他。Glorify 我们
and at the very end, he's glorifying us.
啊，叫我们得到荣耀
that we may be glorified.
啊，弟兄姊妹，我特别提醒大家一下，那个 Chuck Smith 在这里提醒我们一件事。
Our brother Chuck Smith reminds us of this one thing.
他说，请你注意到这里用的是过去式的动词。
And please pay attention that the tense that is used is the past tense.
啊，照着我们的经历，我们现在最多到被 justify 被称义了。
And according to our own experiences, to the extent of what we experience is that we are justified.
但是他却说 he glorify us.
But the verse, the scripture tells it that he also glorified us.
他用过去式表示这件事情在神的心中他一定做成。
In the past tense, in the sense that in the heart of God, this is already accomplished.
When his purpose is done.当他定义的时候已经做成了。
When God has purposed it, it is already done.
神叫你我这样子的人有一天在荣耀里面。
That you and I, one day, we are in glory.
我们有这么多的毛病，这么多的软弱，甚至这么多见不得人的事情。
All these problems, all these weaknesses, things that people cannot see.
他却 justify 我们，而且要 glorify 我们。
Yeah, he's justifying us, he's glorifying us.
要称我们为义。要叫我们有份于他的荣耀。
That we are justified, that we may be partakers of his glory.
所以预知、预定、招来、称义、得荣。
And again, foreknew, predestined, called, justified, and glorified.
那我们一定会有一个问题的。
Then we must come to this one question.
你想想看，你读完这个以后，你觉得你有什么问题
？And I think about it. What kind of question arises as you go through these verses?
不要光听哈，动动脑筋。
Use your mind, think about it.
有什么问题
？What kind of questions do you have?
我这样子的人
，a person such as I,
怎么可能荣耀
？How can I be glory?
我怎么可能？活出神的儿子来。
How is it possible that I can live out Jesus Christ?
对不对？我被称义，我可以了解，这是他白白的救恩。
I've been justified. I can understand that because that is grace freely given to me.
但是他居然要 glorify me.
Yet we see that the Lord God wants to glorify us.
那么从称义到得荣中间这一段
，and between being justified to being glorified, this portion in between.
就是罗马书八章二十八节、二十九节非常重要的事情。
And it is what Paul is talking about in Romans chapter 8, verse 28 and 29.
这里讲到万事互相效力。
And we see in verse 28 that all things work together.
叫爱神的人得益处。
For the good to those who love God.
就是按他旨意被召的人
those who are called according to his purpose
这些预先所知道的人
and for all these he foreknew
他就预先定下了要效法他儿子的模样
so he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his son
换句话说在这里刚才讲的这五件事里面
and again these five phrases that we just, or words that we just used
从称义到德荣中间有一个过程是今天你我活在地上圣灵一直要做的事情
There's a process the Holy Spirit is doing and working in our lives between justification and glorification
就是他在这里 sanctify 我们他在这里 transform 我们他在这里洁净我们他在这里改变我们
It is that he is sanctifying us, he's transforming us
荣上加荣如同从主的形象变成的
from glory to glory as is from the image of the Lord himself
所以弟兄姊妹我说为什么这一段圣经解释了今天你我所有的遭遇
and it's the reason why I say that these verses explains everything we encounter today
在这里特别说保罗说我们晓得万事
here particularly Paul says I know that all things
互相效力
they all work together
你有没有注意到他说什么 all things
All things.
不是 something.
Not just something.
不是 sometimes.
Not sometimes.
在我们的经历里面我们会觉得有一些事情我们经历到是神叫我长进叫我得祝福。
And in our experiences, we say, oh, then maybe there's some things I can sense that it's because God's using that to cause me to grow and be blessed.
但是很多的时候我们不这样子觉得。
But oftentimes we don't feel that way.
我们只觉得 something.
And we just merely feel that something.
有一些事为我们效力了。
Something is working for our good.
哎呀，我找到很好的工作，感谢神。
I got a wonderful job. Thank the praise the Lord.
博伟在不在？
博伟 ，Are you here this morning?
主给我一个很好的妻子，感谢神。
God's given me a wonderful wife. Praise the Lord.
万事互相效力。
All things work together.
从来都没见过的，有一天跑到我面前来，带到我面前来。
Someone I've never met in the past, all of a sudden she's my wife.
弟兄姊妹，我们有很多的事情我们会感谢神。
A lot of things we will thank God for.
但是碰到我们不喜欢的事情，我们就不觉得他为我们效力。
When we come across things that we do not like, we say, "Oh, I don't think those things are working for me."
关键在于我能不能从心里相信万事 all things.
The key is whether can we truly believe and trust that all things.
我跟你说，很多事情 doesn't make sense， 很多事情你不觉得的。
Even though a lot of things do not make sense. You don't feel like they are.
你看我昨天要来参加婚礼的时候，十二点钟穿上衣服准备要走，一发现送出去干洗的西装，人家还给我是错的。
And at 12 o'clock, I was getting ready to go to the wedding, and I was putting on my suit, and I discovered the suit that I got back that was to send to dry cleaning. They gave me the wrong suit.
我都要出门了，然后发现西装是错的。
I was on my way out the door. I discovered this is not my suit.
打电话去，他都不接。
And I called them, and they didn't respond.
打了好几次，一直想，一直想，想了起码二三十声，最后他接了。
It rings for about 20-30 times. Finally, somebody on the other end picked up the phone.
因为礼拜六中午他正要回家了，他说：“好，我等你，我等你。”
Because they were just about to leave, they were about to close the door. He said, "I'll wait for you. I'll wait for you."
你说他笑什么力啊
？And how is that working for my good?
把我搞得烦死了，急死了。
And I was in such a rush, and I was just frustrated.
到加拿大去讲到发现鞋子穿错了穿的不一样的
And I went to Canada I discovered I was wearing two different shoes
他为我笑什么力
How is that working for my good?
对不对很多的事情你就会觉得 doesn't make sense
You discover these things don't make sense
其实不是没有用的
It's not that they do not work
你就发现我发现两个鞋子不一样 我一天到晚都跟在于师母的后面
When I discovered that my two shoes are different it's because I've been walking behind Pastor Nancy all my life
就显出我这个人很要面子对不对
It's discovered that I really care about saving my face
怎么会一个快60岁的人去做一个三岁小孩子做的事穿错鞋呢
How is it possible that a 60-year-old man like me would do something a 3-year-old would do and wear wrong shoes on each foot
而且到加拿大去，再怎么样是国际讲员啊。
And I go to Canada at a very minimum, I could consider myself an international speaker.
结果穿了两个不一样的鞋子，丢脸，对不对
？And I wear two different shoes, and I can't save my face in that circumstance.
其实今天1月6号是我来美国整整40年。
And today, January 6th, is the anniversary, 40 years anniversary of me coming to
40 years
of anniversary. Coming to the States.
我1979年1月6号到达美国的。
1979, on this particular day, I came into America.
我在那边想我的这40年。
And I began to ponder about these past 40 years.
我想到最好能够形容我的这40年就是摩西的第二个40年。
And I think the best way to describe these 40 years is the second 40 years that Moses has gone through in his life.
神让我看见自己真的是无能。
The Lord really helped me to see that I am powerless.
我小的时候在基督教家庭长大，也还算敬虔的基督教家庭长大。
And I grew up in a very devout Christian family.
我再怎么样觉得自己蛮上进的，蛮追求的，蛮爱主的。
Time passed, I felt that, yeah, I esteemed to do well. I want to love the Lord.
我也觉得我愿意为主做，我也能够为主做一些什么。
And I feel that I am able to do something for the Lord, and I want to do something for the Lord.
40年下来被主显明自己里面真的是照我本相无善主成真的。
These 40 years, I come before the Lord, I truly come to realize just as I am, there's nothing.Worth of praise.
如果没有主的恩典怜悯，真的是 we can do nothing.
Unless of the grace and the mercies of God, we cannot do a thing.
离了他真的是什么都不能做。
It's truly apart from Him, we cannot do a thing.
这是我四十年里面最大的感受，就是我这个人真的真的没有用。
The greatest a sense that I received in these 40 years that I am powerless. I cannot do a thing.
神兴起了这么多环境在我身上，四十年过去了。
The Lord has raised up all these circumstances around my life. 40 years has gone by.
有很多的事情我就是巴不得它不要发生过。
A lot of things that I pray, oh Lord, I wish that it never happened.
当我在这边想说 all things 的时候，你们有时候很难接受它。
And when I come and look at scripture, when it says all things works together.
主，你为什么要容许我说过那样子的话，做过那样子的事？
And I would say, Lord, why would you allow me to say such a thing and do such a thing?
主，你为什么要容许这样子的事情发生在我的身上？
Lord, why would you allow such a thing to happen?In my life.
有一些是身体的疾病上的，有很多是在侍奉上的。
And some things are physical illness, and some things are in ministry related.
也有更多是我自己里面这个败坏的肉体所带出来的。
And there are more so of the things that comes out from this corrupt flesh that I possess.
所以我1979年肿了那么大的瘤，被纽约开刀一半把我神经切坏了。我那时候就觉得神，你到底在干什么
？In 1979, I came to, I was in New York, had this major surgery, and they severed a nerve in my face, and my mouth is crooked. And I said, Lord, what are you doing?
我觉得已经够丑了，你又让我嘴角神经歪了。
And I had a huge tumor on my face. I said, Lord, this is ugly enough. Now you cause me to have a crooked lip.
所以弟兄姊妹，在我们的生活里面，不管是大的事情，甚至平凡的小事，有很多你会觉得不 make sense.
So, brothers and sisters, in our lives, there are big things and small things. We would have the sense that, Lord, it doesn't make any sense.
你不觉得它有任何的属灵意义在里面？
You said that there's no spiritual significance.
但是在这里来到一个对我们基督徒信仰的挑战。
But here we are all challenged as Christians.
我能不能相信 all things?
Can I believe and trust that all things,
所有的事情 work together?
That really all things are working together.
的确很多我不喜欢。
A lot of things I do not like.
的确很多不 make sense, 无可理喻。
A lot of things that I do not understand.
所以有一本书叫做 When God Doesn't Make Sense, 当神无可理喻的时候。
There's a book titled When God Doesn't Make Sense.
你信不来。
And you cannot believe it.
但是弟兄姊妹，圣经上告诉我们，当我们在信心上好像信不来的时候。
But the scripture tells us that when our faith cannot attain to believing what is happening.
我们从深处里面对神有一个信任。
But in our depth, there's a trust.
当他无可理喻不 make sense 的时候，但是我还是信任他。
But when it doesn't make sense, I still trust him.
我信任他永远爱我。
I trust that he forever loves me.
这是圣经上明明说的，爱我们，爱我们到底。
That the scripture tells us he loves us and he loved us to the end.
我信任他，所有的事情在他的手中，他 control.
Amen. I trust that all things are in his hand. He is in control.
我也相信在我所有的难处里面，他有能力替我解决。
I trust that in all my difficulties, he has the power to resolve those issues.
因为他是全能的神。
Because he's the Almighty God.
同样的，我也信任他的智慧，他不会错。
And at the same time, I trust in his wisdom.He will not err.
虽然不 make sense, 但是我愿意信任他。
Even though for me it doesn't make sense, but I will trust him.
这就是约伯说的。
This is what Job is saying.
他觉得没有一件事情 make sense.
He says everything that's happened to me, none of it makes sense.
但是他说，就算他杀我，我还要信他。
And he says, even if he slays me, I will still trust him.
这个叫做信任。
This is trust.
就算杀了我，我还是信你，因为你是神。
Even if he slays me, I will still trust him because he is God.
弟兄姊妹，这是保罗在这里要告诉我们，所有的圣徒他都要告诉我们。
Brothers and sisters, this is what Paul is telling all the saints.
神不会错。
God will not err.
不仅不会错，他不随便做事情。
Not only does he not err, he does not casually do something.
不仅仅他不随便做事，他每一件事都是带着积极正面的目的。
Not only does he not casually do something, but everything that he is doing, he does it with a positive intent.
要叫我们得益处。
That it is for the good of those who love God.
所以我很喜欢昨天婚礼上挑的经文，要常常主知道他是好的，是美善的。
And I love the verse that was chosen for the wedding yesterday.Oh, come and taste and see that the Lord is good.
Yeah, God is good all the time.
Amen. God is good all the time.
在任何时候，在我失意的时候，在我得意的时候，他都是个 God is good.
Whether in circumstances are favorable or unfavorable to me, God is always good.
所以这句话要用在自己身上，不要随便去用在别人身上。
We need to use these verses on ourselves. Don't go tell other people these verses for other people to hear.
我听过很多人喜欢把这句话讲，有时候讲过头了，像风凉话一样。
And I oftentimes hear people use these verses for others to the extent that it's almost a little crazy.
风凉话怎么讲？
Sarcasm.
Whatever.
Being very casual about it.
人家死的儿子死的丈夫了，就说万事互相效力。
And when you're at a funeral and somebody just lost a loved one, you go tell them all things work together for the good.
我真的听过，你知道吗？
I really have heard people say that.
我在书上也看过，人家死的丈夫，他说神的手在他身上。
And I've seen people who lost their husband, and people will say that God's hand is upon you.
我们是谁能够这样子 judge 别人？
Who are we to judge and to say such words?
有一次在非洲，有一个人带着他的仆人到山里面去打猎。
And the story goes that there was a man who took his servant to go hunt in the mountains in Africa.
结果那个主人不小心被那个捕兽器的陷阱给卡住脚了啊。
And unintentionally, the master, his foot was caught in the trap.
哦，他痛得不得了，在那里止伤止血，实在很辛苦。
He was in severe pain. He was trying to take care of his wound and stop the bleeding.
那他的仆人跟他说，万事互相效力。
And his servant says, all things work together.
把他气死了。
And he was so mad.
你气不气
？Would you be mad?
你说我没有仆人了，不是。
He said, I have no servants. There's no opportunity for me to be mad.
啊，他真的气死了。
And he was really mad.
结果后来在他们要就只好放弃了，要回来的路上。
And as they were giving up the hunt on their way home,
突然碰到非洲的土著，是食人族的。
And they came across a tribe that were cannibals.
啊，这个主人来不及跑。那个仆人撒腿就跑。
And this master, he's wounded. He couldn't run very fast. And the servant started to run and flee.
没想到这些食人族不抓他主人去追那个仆人。
And not to realize that the cannibals, they did not pursue the one who was injured, but the one who was running.
因为他们献祭要献没有瑕疵的。
And they want to sacrifice one that is without blemish, without wounds.
啊，这时候该主人说万事互相效力了哈。
Now all of a sudden the master says yes, indeed all things work together for the good.
弟兄姊妹，这里不是我们要说的，我们不去用在别人身上。
This is not what I'm talking about. We don't use and apply this verse in other people's lives.
我们如果不先真实的用在自己身上，我们就不要随便去用在别人的身上。
We do not firsthand practically use these verses and apply them in our lives. Don't casually apply it in other people's lives.
但是我希望我们带着一个非常正面的态度，知道神在做什么。
But I do pray that we come with a very positive attitude and knowing what God is doing.
他在这里训练我们。
And here, he's training us up.
他训练的目的是叫我们像耶稣。
And the purpose of this training is that we will all would be like Christ.
他叫万事互相效力的目的是要把我们磨成变成像耶稣。
That again, all things work together for the good of those who love him, so that we may be conformed to the image of Christ.
这个叫做王子训练班。
And this is a training course for prince, for princes.
我知道很多国家都有国家重点培养的人才，对不对？
And I know for every country they have these training curriculums to cultivate those who are.
他可能有特殊的才能。
People with
special talents,
special talents and abilities.
或是要准备培养奥林匹克。
For example, to cultivate Olympians.
听说中国培养一个奥林匹克的一个选手要花5亿人民币的哈。
And for China to cultivate an Olympian, they need to spend how much?
$500 million.
$500 million.
Yeah. 花这么多的钱，这么多的心血，这么多的连日培养一个人才。
They spend all of this money, all of this time, all of this effort to cultivate one person.
弟兄姐妹，圣经上告诉我们，我们都是神在培养的人才。
And the scripture tells us that we all are being cultivated by God.
这个王子训练班，你不要以为我们自己往脸上贴金啊。
And this is the training course for princes. And don't think that we're like flattering ourselves.
启示录告诉我们，将来要在天上与主一同做王啊。
And the book of Revelation tells us that we will be seated and throned with Christ.
看看我们这副德行，哪里像个王啊？
When we look at ourselves, we're far from being those who will rule with Christ.
所以你在旧约四世纪，你发现当米甸人在这里杀神的百姓的时候
，In the book of Judges, the Midianites when they were coming to kill the people of God.
基甸抓到他们以后就问他们，你杀的人是谁
？Gideon, when he captured those Midianites, he said, "Who did you slay?"
这三个仇敌的王怎么回答他
？The king of these the enemy nations, how did they respond?
他说：“他们都像你一样，有王子的样式。”
And they were all like you, with countenance of a prince.
弟兄姊妹，神家的儿女们要有王子的样子。
Dear brothers and sisters, the children of God, we need to have the countenance of a prince.
在新约使徒行传第四章。
And in the New Testament, Acts chapter 4.
当彼得和约翰被抓的时候
，When Peter and John when they were captured.
那时候的官长们、文士们、长老们
，the elders, the scribes, those who were leaders in the nation of Israel，
都看出这些人是加利利的小民，根本没受过什么教育，
they,
没有文化的。
They all knew that these were men that were uneducated。
但是圣经上说，却认明他们是跟过耶稣的。
But they all recognized that they were followers. They followed Christ。
弟兄姊妹，跟过耶稣的。
These are people who look like they follow Christ。
你需不需要别人形容你的时候说这个人是跟过耶稣的
？Do you want someone to define you the same way？
不在乎你身上挂了几个博士学位、硕士学位、神学博士，弟兄姊妹，如果人家说这一班人是像耶稣的、跟过耶稣的，我觉得这是对我们最好的肯定。
It doesn't matter how many theological degrees you possess. If someone can say you look like someone who's followed Christ, that's far more better.
这是神一直在我们身上做的。
But this is what God's continually to do in our lives.
万事互相效力。
Yes, all things work together.
所以你在家里面。有任何的不愉快，不要随便让它过去。
So whenever there's any moments or circumstances of unhappiness in the family, don't casually let it go by.
千万不要让它浪费了。
Don't let those opportunities be wasted.
因为它是 all thing 万事中的一件事。
I emphasize again that is just but one of the all things.
而且原谅我说啊。
Forgive me for saying this.
越容易摸着我们 provoke 我们的事情。
The things that would easily provoked us.
都是神在这里显明，这是我的未得之地。
It is God revealing to us these are lands that you have not yet possessed.
这是我生命中最需要被改变的地方。
These are the areas in your life that needs most transformation.
年轻的孩子们一样。
For those of us who are young in this room,
你们可能最讨厌听见爸爸妈妈在里面叨你们。
Perhaps the one thing that you hate the most.Is that a mom and dad nagging me?
但是这是我们生命中最需要被神改变的地方。
But you need to discover that this is the one area in your life that needs to be transformed the most.
夫妻之间一样，教会一样。
Husband and wives, our church family as a whole is the same.
在人生的遭遇上都一样。
And everything we encounter in this life, it is the same.
我们有喜欢的环境，不喜欢的环境。
Again, those things that we like and those circumstances we do not like.
我们为什么不喜欢？因为它让我不舒服。
We don't like it because we don't feel comfortable in it.
而这个不舒服摸到了我里面的生命。
And this uncomfortableness touched something inside.
这个东西说出了我的生命需要被神改变，被 transform.
This touched something that speaks of the.Necessity for me to be changed and be transformed.
我们需要被降卑，我们需要被 purify， 我们需要学顺服。有太多的东西都摸到我们。
I need to be humbled. I need to be purified. I need to learn to be obedient. A lot of things touch us in that way.
这里讲到唯独基督。
And so here it says again, Christ alone.
神让万事整个旨意都朝着这件事情。
The eternal will and purpose of God is all converging on this one thing.
需要时间过去了，环境过去了。到最后的结局都是基督。
As time goes by, as circumstances go by, everything will converge onto Christ.
第二个，我们在这里看到，当他把基督给我们的时候
，And secondly, we see that as Christ is given to us,
在基督里面，他把所有的恩典都给了我们。
And in Christ, He's given us the full abundance of His grace.
以弗所书第一章第三节，他说：“神已经曾经。”把天上各样属灵的福气都在基督里赐给了我们。
Ephesians chapter 1, the scripture tells us that God has given us all the blessings in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus.
他没有留下一样好处不给我们。
He did not leave one thing behind. That is good for us.
所以保罗在这里，罗马书第八章是他第一到第八章的一个总结啊。
And so here Paul is actually summarizing what he's talking about in chapter 8.
他前面讲到我们被因信称义，我们在圣灵里面被改变。
And these last eight chapters, he talks about how we're justified by faith, how we are changed and transformed.
他也讲到有一天我们要身体得赎，要得到荣耀。
And then he comes and he talks about one day that our body would be redeemed and it would receive glory.
所以我用最快的话讲保罗讲罗马书的总结。罗马书讲到我们被定罪、被称义、成圣、变化、得荣。
And again, very quickly, Paul tells how we are foreknew, we are called, we're predestined.And we are justified, we are glorified.
We thank you for your listening and hope you can pray for Living in Jesus Ministries. If you are willing to support us with money, please click donation on the homepage and sow the seeds of the gospel with us to glorify God.